poetry.
Archie.
Yes, sir?
Shut up.
But we need money. That filthy green cabbage is necessary to our existence. This may be a tough case, you know.
You're sufficiently intelligent. Sometimes.
If I sat around like you do, I'd weigh 500 pounds, too.
Archie, leave the room. Besides, it's only 300.
What a way to run a business. Orchids, beer, books.
Don't keep the charming kind waiting.
Okay, I'm going.
And always remember, there is a telephone.
Thank you, waiter. Oh, good evening, Miss Moray. I'm Archie Goodwin.
Well, I didn't expect... I mean, please sit down.
Well, I think I should explain the absence of Nero Wolfe. There's so much of him that it's not too convenient to transport it about. I do all the outside work.
And I'm sure you do it well. Mr.?
Well, you know, some women call me Goodwin and some call me Mr. Goodwin.
Yes.
The unattached call me Archie.
Hello, Archie.
Oh, splendid. I'm glad to hear it. Now we can get right down to the nasty old business that's troubling you, Doris.
First, here's the $500 retainer fee.
Well, thank you. Now, what's the note about?
Well, there are two notes, both printed by hand.
Uh-huh.
Oh, will you hand me my purse, please?
Oh, sure.
Thank you.
Oh, I see. Doris Moray. If you fail to withdraw from the cast of Stoner's next production by start of rehearsals Monday, both you and Stoner will have a blasted reputation and perhaps other injuries from which you will be unable to recover.
The other one is like it, only more vehement.
Yeah, someone or a group of someones are intent on keeping you out of Stoner's shows, huh? It's too bad. His next one is said to be a sure smash hit and a star-making part for the leading woman.
Yes, Amos Stoner wants me to play it. He's been planning on it ever since David Banning wrote the play.
What does David Banning think of you playing the part?
Well, I don't think he's too enthused about it. You see, Mr. Stoner and Paula Kenyon have been divorced for 4 years, but she has continued to be his top leading woman. Now she's engaged to David Banning, who wrote this play.
Oh? Makes things a bit difficult?
Well, of course, Rick Hunter, Stoner's director, is...
Hunter's somewhat in favor of your playing the part.
Well, Rick Hunter is very fond of my work.
And very fond of you as well, huh?
Yes, unfortunately. I like Rick Hunter tremendously, but Amos Stoner has been of greater interest to me. In fact, we're more or less engaged, Mr. Goodwin.
Oh, well, had any words lately with the ex-Mrs. Stoner, Paula Kenyon, is that her name?
Paul and I were great friends when I first joined the Stoner Productions, but I don't know, I don't think she appreciated the fact that Mr. Stoner and Rick Hunter, the director, took such an interest in me.
Tell me, did you ever think you were in love with Rick Hunter?
Yes, at first I was thrilled by his artistic imagination. And then as time went on, I realized that he was subject to melancholia. Mr. Stoner was more stable, and I needed someone older to advise me.
Well, what's wrong with your reputation and Mr. Stoner's?
Well, there's nothing I fear, but I'm afraid Mr. Stoner is somewhat disturbed by these threats. He feels there's something in his past of sufficient import to really harm him. I think it's nonsense.
Well, then what we have to do is uncover this person or persons before you end up with ruined careers on Broadway. Where does the ex-Mrs. Stoner live?
Well, as a matter of fact, she lives just down the hall from me. Lived here for years.
Oh, well, I think it's advisable, honey, that you stay close to your room until we solve this thing.
Oh, but I'm not afraid for my life, Archie.
No? Well, I am. I'll see you into your room, Doris.
Oh, now, please, Mr. Goodwin,
if
you...
Oh, you don't trust the boy, huh?
Well, I...
Such beautiful eyes.
Well, I...
Lovely red hair. Yeah. You could have the lead in my new play. I never wrote one, but for you, I'll try anything.
Come along.
Here's your bag.
Well, hello, Doris.
Oh, hello, Rick. Mr. Goodwin, this is Rick Hunter.
Hiya, Hunter. Nice shows you've been putting on.
I've just been admiring your work, Goodwin.
Oh, well, that's nice. I'm glad. Nothing like encouragement for a beginner, Mr. Hunter.
You're ready for the big time, from what I saw. Heard from Emil Stoner today, Doris?
I talked to him once this morning. Have you been sitting in the cocktail lounge all afternoon?
Yeah. That I have, honey. I want to see you play that lead, baby. And I think I just about got it all settled.
Dreaming about it won't settle it. Liquor never accomplished anything in itself, Rick. Come on, Mr. Goodwin.
He's a very jealous man, Doris. In fact, right now, I can feel his thoughts piercing me between the shoulder blades. Oh, excuse me. Here's a phone book.